More letters from the readers next week. More news from the city, including the continuing fight, if that's the right word, for Anglia Square. A big hole in Mountfield Park and spooky goings on in Chapelfield Gardens. But to start, more news of the lottery-funded grant aimed at transforming Norwich Castle.
The green light for ambitious plans to revamp Norwich's castle's historic keep through a £13 million lottery-funded transformation could be given next week. The National Lottery Fund announced last month that it would contribute a further £9.2 million towards the Gateway to Medieval England project. The project will see the 900-year-old castle's keep reimagined as it was in its heyday as a palace for Norman kings, ensuring the castle is seen as a world-class attraction. Combined with an earlier grant and more than £3.5 million raised through public and private sources, it will mean work on the scheme could start early next summer, so long as planning permission is granted. And members of Norwich City Council's planning committee will next week make a decision. The building is Grade 1 listed and of international significance. The Victorian Society has strongly objected to the proposal. They are concerned about the removal of the keep's 19th century balcony, which is the work of Victorian architect Edward Borman. They say the keep balcony is a magnificent and functional asset and affords a view up into the roof which visitors are impressed by. Why should this genuine 19th century balcony be removed to make way for a scheme of medievalism which is conjectural? Historic England said it would result in a harm to historic significance of the Victorian Museum phase of Norwich Castle's development and some aspects of the medieval keep and castle complex. But they have not formally objected. The Norwich Society is very supportive of the work and council offices, while accepting there will be harm to the building, are recommending approval. They say, although some of the physical changes proposed by this application are regrettable, it is concluded that the public benefits outweigh the harm to the heritage asset. The proposal will alter the fabric of the building and will change the experience for visitors. However, it should be acknowledged that the building has evolved significantly over its past 1,000-year history, with major interior and exterior alterations and changes to its use. A decision will be made on Thursday, November 8th.
There was something evil lurking under the moonlight in Norwich's Chapelfield Gardens as the park hosted Norwich's sixth spooky city event. The annual Halloween event saw the city centre park transformed into a haven for ghouls, ghosts and the undead, as hundreds of people dressed up as their favourite monsters and enjoyed the eerie after-dark entertainment. Nightmarish sounds could be heard coming from gravestones as a trio of witches swirled around the gardens and actors dressed up as skeletons drifted through the crowd, giving people a fright. Despite the popular parade missing from this year's programme, the celebration still attracted large crowds who headed into Chapelfield Gardens to see street performers, hear live music and revel in the spooky atmosphere.
Campaigners will discover in the next few weeks whether a planning appeal over a bid to turn a church into homes they hope will fail has been a success. Neighbours of St Peter's Methodist Church in Norwich's Golden Triangle gathered on the steps of City Hall ahead of an appealing hearing over plans for 20 homes in the former church. The proposals from the Interesting Building Company were knocked back by the City Council last year. However, the Wyndham-based developer appealed the decision. A hearing in August was adjourned in light of new evidence and reconvened on Tuesday, with Government Planning Inspector Mike Warden hearing the remainder of the evidence. Ahead of the hearing, campaigners held a demonstration outside City Hall, urging the inspector to back the City Council's decision to reject the application, carrying placards reading, "Save our affordable housing," and T-shirts bearing the same slogan. The campaigners claimed overturning the council decision would give out a wrong message to future developers over affordable housing contributions. Lee Hooper, who organised the demo, said, "The reason the plans were turned down was around affordable housing, and we have a real problem with this in Norwich. For the sake of the city, we need to make sure developers are paying their way."
A public park has been closed amid safety fears around a 30-foot deep hole. Helston Parish Council has taken the decision to close Mountfield Park after a large hole was discovered in the park, thought to be a previously covered soakaway. The parish council had originally cordoned off the hole, which is estimated to be some 30 foot deep, after it was unearthed by the park's groundskeeper. However, after the barricades were stolen overnight, the council's clerk made the decision to shut the whole park until the problem could be solved. Mark Knight, clerk to Helston Parish Council, said, "Without the fencing around the hole, we could not guarantee the safety of people using the park. The last thing we would want is a dog, or, heaven forbid, a small child to fall into it and seriously injure themselves." The park, off Mountfield Avenue, is not equipped with play equipment, but does provide an open space, an exercise field for dogs, and a pedestrian cut-through. The land was most recently owned by Broadland District Council, but was taken on by the Parish Council in the past year. Mr. Knight said contractors were looking into the hole and what has caused the sinkage around it.
A watchdog has warned it may take the fight against Anglia Square's redevelopment to the government after submitting its latest objection to the scheme. Historic England lodged its comments against the revamp with Norwich City Council, warning that it would strike at the character that makes Norwich so special. The bid by house builder Western Homes, which was revised in September, would see a 20-storey tower built, as well as 1,200 homes, a 200-bed hotel, and dozens of shops. But Historic England said an amendment to reduce the tower's height by 5 stories did not go far enough and would not reduce the impact on Norwich's character. They said the tower would remain a prominent and alien feature.